Mike Houston.
Well, obviously not the ending we wanted. Knew the game would be like that. You know, that's just, you have maybe 2 weeks to get ready, and that's just, Coach Neumann does just a phenomenal job. It's exactly what we expected, so proud of our kids, but we fought our tails off, gave ourselves a chance to win. You know, we've got to make plays, and that's, you know, you can look back and you get in a ball game like that, there's going to be a dozen plays that get magnified, okay, one way or the other, okay, and that's, it is what it is. So obviously extremely disappointing, but, you know, proud of the way the kids fought. That was a great environment there in the stadium, and just thankful for our fans, the way they support us. Just hate it for the kids right now that, you know, you're sitting here not winning it.
Coach, you guys were driving into regulation. I don't know if Holmes was trying to do too much there. What did you see on that play?
Second and one. You got two timeouts. Get the first down. He easily had the first down. You got two timeouts. You know, it's just a poor decision. He's got to make a better decision right there. So.
What were they doing defensively, you know, especially early, to maybe get you guys out of here?
I mean, it was complex. You know, the looks that they're giving us are very, very complex. You know, they're just, you know, the twists, and it's choreographed, the twists, the drops, the pressures. You know, we made some adjustments at halftime, able to do some a little bit more effective things against them, but that's a very good defensive unit there.
How much did not having Elijah Morris, you know, for, I guess, three quarters there affected you guys then?
Well, I think it hurt you. I mean, he's your most steady defensive lineman. I don't agree with the call, but, you know, I'll take a look at the film and see what we think. But, you know, it's unfortunate because they're going to end up punting out of basically their own end zone, and, you know, you end up, you know, flipping the field because of the penalties. So I thought he made a good play.
Coach, Ehlers was hit twice after sliding.
Yep.
I mean, no call.
I don't know. I mean, you can try to get the officials in here and let you guys can interview them, because I asked the same question. You know, the rule is when the quarterback starts to slide, he's protected. I think everybody in the stadium saw that was not the case. I don't understand that.
You also played this game a lot without Keaton Mitchell for a majority of it.
Yep.
How tough is that to not have the other side of your 1-2 punch of your running attack, and any prognosis on the injury at all?
Well, it's not serious, but, you know, obviously it hurts you. We're fortunate to have Rajay, but, you know, obviously – you know, you want a fresher, you know, 1-2 punch right there. But I thought Roger did a lot of good things. So,
Coach, you've been turnover free for a couple of games, and tonight the turnovers were big.
The one down deep in our in area territory was big. You know, gave them an opportunity to set up for a score. We weren't able to keep them out. The one at the end of regulation was big because we had a chance right there, maybe win it in regulation. So it's, you know, like I said, you know, before we started the game, you know, that's turnovers and penalties were going to be paramount in this ball game, because I did very much feel like this game was going to come down exactly the way it did. And that's what you expect when you play that bunch.
Last year, you guys made the kick at the end, and it was more to
yep.
think goes into that, but not today. And then their guy made, you know, three big kicks.
I thought those were huge kicks. I mean, he's been a little, you know, erratic at the beginning of the season, and obviously he came through and hit those kicks at the end. So, congratulations to them.
Is there anything different at all that you saw from the sideline on Daffer's last kick? Because he obviously
thought he hit it good. I thought it went through but, you know, it's always hard to tell from the side angle. So, but I thought he hit a good ball, but obviously it didn't go through.
Is there anything else?
After two losses like this coming down to the wire, I guess, is there anything you can say to the team?
Well, I mean, in 2012, we lost our first conference game on the season of, you know, hard-fought battle, and we won the conference championship. So it's not like you're out of it. They're going to be in a bunch of ball games like this. This league is week in and week out. This is what the league's going to be like. So you're going to be in a bunch of situations where it's going to come down to the kick at the very end of the ball game, or it's going to come down to the last drive. So, you know, we had that last year. It's going to be like that again this year. Got a big challenge right now, so we got to rebound quickly and come back to work tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.